I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. You may not associate the word hope with Syria, but you might after today's update. The details in a moment. And if you're passionate about disciple-making, stick around because there's an opportunity coming up just for you. Our first story, Syria just can't catch a break. Last week, Israeli airstrikes targeted Iranian positions in Syria, coupled with Turkey's threat to resume its offensive in the northeast. To describe this once fertile country as war-torn is to understate the magnitude of devastation. However, Mission Network News' Lindsay Koh tells a story of how one ministry is restoring hope one stitch at a time.
Rima and her mother are survivors of an ISIS assault on their village. The horrors they witnessed haunted them as they fled, leaving behind their home, business, dignity, and hope. As a Christian Aid-supported ministry team provided them food packages and other basic necessities, they got to know the family and began praying with them. In time, Rima and her mother put their faith in Christ. Slowly, Rima's mental health began to recover through Bible studies and prayer. A creative soul, she began to share things she'd written while she spent time with the Lord, poems and meditations. Then one day, Rima and her mom discovered the knitting and crocheting program. With each stitch they create, these displaced women are further healed from trauma as they knit friendships and a common purpose of creating clothes and other items to sell. The gospel workers running programs like this are bringing the hope of a savior into difficult places throughout the Middle East. Ask God to encourage and equip them to establish and disciple new Christians. Lindsay Koh, Mission Network News.
Next, if you followed us over the last several months, you know that China is shifting. Crackdowns on kids' programs and increased hostility toward foreign visitors all contribute to uncertainty for the local church. But two things are certain. They're going to need to rely on God, and they're going to need leaders. That's why Eric Berkland says China Partner wants to equip young Christian leaders in China.
When we were there in October, many of the church leadership there reminded us that they love China, number one, but at the same time, they love God and Jesus more. And so to be good citizens, to be good Chinese, that's how they put it, is to be a good Christian.
During a recent trip to China, Berkland saw Bible printing presses, newly elected leaders, and possibly the largest seminary China's ever seen.
The church is continuing to grow and will continue to grow, no matter what the current regime will put on them, because we know that under the persecution, churches usually grow very strongly, and new believers come to faith because they see the faith that the believers have in Jesus in the midst of trial and tribulation.
So pray for courage and discernment for the Chinese church. And as Thanksgiving leftovers are stored away, Americans' attentions turn to Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Now, a day of gratitude followed by an extended weekend of spending is full of irony. But then serving as a bookend will be Giving Tuesday on December 3rd, a day for people to give generously to ministries and nonprofits as an outpouring from thankful hearts. Wendy Nagel with Global Disciples encourages believers to consider how we can give this coming Giving Tuesday to advance the spread of the gospel.
Be intentional. Give to where God has placed your heart and your call, and then pray strategically. How can you best give on that day? And finally, give generously. God doesn't call us to give simply from our abundance, but from scarcity as well. And certainly every dollar on Giving Tuesday can be part of a transformational message around the world.
Global Disciples partners with churches in 57 countries for discipleship mission training, small business training, and leadership training. Giving to Global Disciples means helping them partner with these churches. Find your place in this story this Giving Tuesday. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.